Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you this day. We bless and we magnify your holy name for all you have been doing for us and all that you set to do for us. We say thank you. Everlasting Lord, thank you once again for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for going out. Thank you for coming in. Thank you, Lord, that you have remained faithful to us, even when we are not faithful. Father, we say thank you for being our healer, for being our provider, for being our succor. We bless and we magnify you, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Lord, we thank you for all the previous broadcasts. We thank you for the souls that have been won, for those whom you have set free, for those whom you have healed, for all manners of testimonies. We just want to say thank you. And we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to each and every one of us. And that the over God, that word we need to hear, we shall hear this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Your word will bring forth healing, deliverance, salvation of souls, and above all, draw us closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to this program this day. The Almighty God will visit you. He will do something extraordinary in your lives for His glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled Divine Repositioning. Divine Repositioning. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, I read from verse 10 to 16. Acts 5, reading from 10 to 16. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out and buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard this thing. And through the hands of the apostle, many signs and wonders were done amongst the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's pouch. Yet none of the rest dared join them. But the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the street and laid them on bed and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits. And they were all healed. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. As it happened on that day that Peter and the apostle preached, and multitudes were healed. As you listen to this broadcast, the Almighty God, the healing power of God will touch you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And you shall be totally healed of every manner of affliction, no matter what may be the name of the affliction. I raise up the name of Jesus, that name that is greater than every other name, at the mention of which every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that is the Lord. That name will speak for you today. That name will bring forth healing unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God says, He seeth the world, and He heal us of all our diseases. The Almighty God will heal you. He will deliver you from all manners of destruction. You will not be a prey in the mouth of the predator in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' name. We are talking about divine repositioning. That means that there's somebody who has probably missed his position, and God is going to reposition that person. The Almighty God will take you from where you are right now to where you should be, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever hitherto have not allowed you to be where you ought to be, the Almighty God will remove every barrier standing in your way of fulfillment of destiny, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There was a story of this man, Peter, one of the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Luke chapter 5, our Lord Jesus Christ told Peter that you shall be fishers of men. And he followed Jesus. And when our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, in the book of John chapter 21, he went back to start fishing. Instead of him to start fishing for men, he went fishing for fish. But our Lord Jesus Christ showed him mercy, and he was able to reposition him. And that same Peter here is the one that we read about, that people were putting sick people on the street, that by chance his shadow will fall upon them, that they may get their healing. God was able to restore him. He brought him back to where he should be. The Almighty God will restore you. In any way you have veered away from your God-appointed, God-ordained destiny, the Almighty God will bring you back on track, in the mighty name of Jesus. The one that prayed for Peter and restored him, the Almighty God, our Lord Jesus Christ, will pray for you this day, in the name of Jesus, and you shall be restored, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are key things I want us to know when I'm talking about God restoring people, God repositioning them to where they must be. The first thing we need to know is that they must be people who have a heart of thanksgiving. They must be people who are ready to thank God at all times, who are ready to say, yes, I bless the Lord. In the book of Psalm 34, verse 1, say, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Brothers and sisters, it's only those who are thankful that can receive their ordained blessing. I pray that the Almighty God will give you a heart of thanksgiving. As David said here, yeah, every day I will bless the Lord at all times, not only in the morning, not only in the afternoon, not only in the night, not only when things are rosy, but at all times I will bless the Lord. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. That shall be yours too, in the name of Jesus, the grace to bless him, the grace to praise him, the grace to exalt him at all times, the grace to give him glory for all that you have achieved. The Almighty God will release that grace upon you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Another thing for our people who God is going to reposition, they must be true worshiper of our God. They must be true worshiper of the Lord. In the book of John chapter 4, verse 23, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking, he said, but the hour is coming, and now he says, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. May you be able to worship this God in spirit and in truth all the days of your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May your heart be fully knitted to the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Nothing will hinder you from giving God an acceptable worship, in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to worship him in truth and in spirit, the Almighty God indeed will release unto you, in the name of Jesus. Number three thing about such people is that they are people who pray without ceasing, who have received the grace of supplication. In the book of Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, the A part of it, he said, I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. The spirit of grace and supplication will rest upon you. The grace to pray, the grace to tarry in the place of prayer until something happened. The Almighty God will release unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you pray, as you lift up your voices unto him, the Almighty God will reposition you. He will put you where you ought to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you have tarried too long on that mountain. You have stayed too long in that valley. The Lord is ready to lift you up. He's ready to move you from that valley of your life to the mountain. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Because it's your set time. It's a set time for the Lord to favor you. And the favor of God will speak for you. His favor will encompass you. His favor will make way for you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As you cry unto him, the Lord will answer you. Your prayer will never be an abomination in the ears of the Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Another thing about being repositioned, the Lord is repositioning you so that you can serve him. He's repositioning you for the purpose of serving the Lord. He says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, see, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your souls. That is what the Lord requires of you. To fear the Lord, to walk in his way, that is to obey him, to love him, and to serve him. That is the reason why God is relocating you. He's relocating you for a reason. He's not just relocating you just for the fun of it, but he wants to reposition you so that you may begin to serve him. Are you serving this God? Are you doing anything in the vineyard of the Lord? Are you just a bench warmer? The God we are serving is calling unto you now. He said, come and serve me. Come and serve me. I'm ready to reposition you. I'm ready to take you from that miry clay. I'm set you upon the solid rock. I'm ready to take you away from that state of frustration to the place of hopefulness. But you have to serve me. You have to serve me. You have to do my work. Brothers and sisters, it's not too late, or you are not too young to do the work of God. Find something to do for this God. Do something for him, and you will see how he will reward you. The Bible makes us to understand that he is the rewarder of all those who diligently seek him. As you are doing his work, the Lord Almighty God will reward you. And talking about serving him, Peter here, we could see Peter, he was preaching the good news. He was preaching the good news. Brothers and sisters, the grace for you to be a witnessing Christian, to share the good news of our Lord Jesus, the Lord will release unto you. In the name of Jesus, when the Lord empowers you, he empowers you for a purpose. He makes signs and wonders to follow Peter. This Peter here that we are talking about, signs, wonders, we are following him all over the place. Why? Because he was serving the Lord, because he was preaching the good news, and wherever he go, people were receiving their healing, people were being delivered. Brothers and sisters, you don't need to be a pastor to be able to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, speak to your colleague, speak to your friend, speak to your neighbor. Tell them about the goodness of God and begin to see what God is going to do in your life. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, brothers and sisters, you need to seek the Lord and begin to experience his miraculous work in your life. But if you are hearing me today, you are not even sure of your salvation. I want to give you that opportunity to seek first the kingdom of God. And as you seek him, he will reposition you. He will take you from where you are right now to where you should be. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, your almighty God will do something extraordinary in your life, in your family, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your season of reward. You will receive your reward. Your almighty God will crown you in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in vain. You will not toil in vain. You will not plant another person reap in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The light of God will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. It will perfect all that concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. It will fill your mouth with laughter in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Continue to enjoy the love and the peace of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.